Bernie Radio, 103.9 FM, just after 9 o'clock. Good morning. Coming up at 9:30 is Building Texas with Justin McKenzie. But thank you for making your appointment to hear this inspiring show, God and Our Dogs with Meg Greer. The following is sponsored by GodandOurDogs.com, and this is Bernie Radio.
Hi, this is Judith and Dwayne Rivers with the Phyllis Browning Company and the Rivers Team, your concierge real estate team and expert guide. The Rivers Team knows the market, helping you negotiate hard, avoid delays and costly mistakes. We move mountains professionally and quickly with negotiating expertise. Contact Judith and Dwayne today at theriversteam.com. We are committed to the best marketing plan possible for your property. Theriversteam.com.
Discover a new perspective. God and Our Dogs. GodandOurDogs.com.
Welcome to God and Our Dogs with Meg Greer. Join us online at GodandOurDogs.com. Subscribe, share, and stay. Now here's your host, Meg Greer.
Welcome to God and Our Dogs. This is Meg Greer, your host. Our vision on God and Our Dogs is discovering a new perspective and rely on God the way our dogs rely on us. How does it happen? The same way our other relationships grow, spending time together, learning about one another, developing trust, and experiencing transformation. Dog stories told on the show leave us with a deeper understanding of Christ's love for us, our value to Him, God's purpose for our lives, and belonging to His family. Our own dog stories even come to mind, revealing aha moments and help us see Scripture in action with our dogs and God. Go to GodandOurDogs.com and sign up for insider news so you can catch all the updates. Click follow on the God and Our Dogs pages on social media. Subscribe to the show on your favorite podcast site and on YouTube. Thanks to our host, Tusculum Brewing Company on Bernie's historic Main Street, a great place to enjoy family food and Tusculum craft beer. Tusculum Brewing welcomes our dogs too. Our guest today is Judith Rivers, half of the Rivers Team with Phyllis Browning. Mm-hmm. Judith is passionate, capable, and creative. She's a wonderful embodiment of the great commandment to love God and love others. Her many dogs would agree with that, introducing her as my loving caregiver. Welcome, Judith. We are blessed to have you with us today.
Thank you so much, Meg. I'm so excited and I appreciate it.
Yeah, I can't wait for everybody to learn about your dogs because you have a whole menagerie of dogs. But you really started out with dogs as a kid.
Yes.
And your grandparents were breeders, weren't they?
Yes, they were. My grandfather had beagles and my grandmother had Yorkies. And both of them would breed the dogs, and then they would sell them and ship them to all over. So I, from the time I was very young, was around puppies and all kinds of dogs, and then going through that transition. So yes, I've always been around dogs.
Yeah. Yeah. So later in life, you had a dog named Duke before you got married. Tell us a little bit about
yes.
Duke. He was an interesting, talented
yes.
young dog.
Escape artist.
Escape artist. I wanted you to say that.
He looked like a golden retriever, but he wasn't. He had a tail almost like a chow mm-hmm. that had a lot of beautiful feathering in it. And he was a golden color, but not quite as big as a golden retriever. And I had him when I was single. And I had an 8-foot privacy fence in the back of my house, and he would figure out how to climb and get over that fence and escape out into the neighborhood.
That is amazing.
But the funniest part about the story is when I would call him, he would literally look back at me and throw up that big feather tail and wag it like, I see you, I hear you, but I'm out of here. And yeah, he was quite, but I was very close to him, and I had him at a point in my life where I was sad, mm-hmm. and many a times he would crawl up into bed with me and just love me and make me feel better, and yeah, I adored him, and I miss him desperately, mm-hmm. and as he got older, his health started failing, but the sweet for us to say goodbye to him was he just fell asleep in my walk-in closet one evening.
And oh, wow.
To that big rainbow, I guess.
Uh-huh, the rainbow. Uh-huh. Infamous rainbow.
Yes.
When you met Dwayne, you also met another dog lover. And yes. How many dogs did you guys have between you at that time?
Oh, my goodness. You had asked me that, and I'm trying to think in my mind. I want to say it was 6 or 7, maybe.
Oh, my gosh.
And people would tease us, even while we were dating and when we got engaged, that it was like his, hers, and ours. Do you remember that movie?
Uh-huh.
I think it was...
With the kids.
Yes. And we were like that from the very beginning. And in fact, after Dwayne proposed to me, we had a picture taken, like an engagement picture or what have you. And our engagement picture was he and I, all of these dogs. And he had, and it was all different dogs. So we have no prejudice of what kind of dogs we love. He had a Rottweiler. And I think at the time, 2, possibly 3 Cocker Spaniels. His one Cocker Spaniel he had in college. And he still had that cocker. In fact, he had lost his eyesight in both eyes, but he just maneuvered around. Uh-huh. Bronson was his name. And then I had a Cocker Spaniel and a Yorkie, and I had Duke.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, how many is that anyways?
I don't know. But a bunch. I lost track.
It was quite the menagerie of dogs to have, especially to have the little teeny Yorkie and the giant Rottweiler.
Yeah. Then I think even before you got married, after you got engaged, he wanted you to have a new dog. Tell us about how that all went down.
Okay. I had gotten it in my heart that I wanted a chocolate Cocker Spaniel, which is a little bit more difficult to find. And he found a breeder. We were still living in Atlanta. This was 25 years ago. And he took me to the breeder, and they had a beautiful chocolate Cocker Spaniel, which we ended up naming Corky. But while we were there, there was a little black Cocker Spaniel. It was the runt of the litter. And you could tell there was something wrong, like his forehead was not right and he wasn't walking quite right. And my attention immediately went from this beautiful chocolate cocker that the breeder was really happy that Dwayne was there to write a nice size check to purchase for me, to this little black cocker that was not healthy at all. And I said, no, I know we came here for the chocolate cocker, but I really would like the little black one. And a look of horror rushed over her face.
Yeah, I'm sure it did.
And she quickly said, I'll tell you what, if you buy the chocolate Cocker Spaniel, I'll give you the cocker to take home with you. And which, of course, swelled my heart because there was talk from the breeder that she might have to euthanize him because his health was so bad. And we did. We took the little black cocker home with us. He never really got that big. We ended up naming him a Monkey because his little face looked like Monkey. And we had the chocolate, which was Corky. So Corky and Monkey. And he lived for probably 8-9 months. So it was a short, but we made him very comfortable. And I just loved him and just felt like.
Yeah, he had a life of love.
That's right. Yeah.
There's a problem sometimes when you're married and you have 2 kids and you bring more dogs into your life that are supposed to be your dogs, but they don't end up being your dogs. So tell us a little bit about how that all went down.
So I think the girls were like 5 and 2 at the time. So we'd been married for a little while. And Dwayne was going to surprise me. And actually, it was right before Christmas. And he took our Morgan at the time, who was 2, and my mother-in-law. And they came home. And Morgan said, couldn't keep a secret. And so she said, Mommy, Daddy got you a Bichon Frise. She was so excited. And Coconut was the Bichon Frise and was supposed to be my dog. And immediately, within a week or so, very quickly bonded with no one other than my husband. Just followed him around everywhere, sat with him in his chair, and still does to this day. She's 16 now. Mm-hmm. And so about 8 months, maybe a year later, Gwen said, you know what, I'm going to take you back to the place that we went, and I want you to pick out another Bichon. It'd be great for Coconut to have a partner in crime. Mm-hmm. And so we went back, and probably another similar story, I was there at the breeders, and she had selected, because I have a lot of energy, so she said, this would be the perfect dog for you. She's petite and lots of energy, and this will be a great little dog for you, a great little Bichon for you. And I was petting her and loving her, and she was adorable. And then over in the corner was another Bichon that was just quiet and shy and looked so lonely. And so we just couldn't decide, and so we brought both of them home.
So which one ended up being your dog?
Neither one of them.
We see a pattern developing in your life, Judith.
I know. And it's a funny part of the story also, because I have two daughters, and my one daughter is more quiet and shy, and my other daughter is more outgoing, more. And so anyway, so it was cute because the shy and quiet dog, which is Shiloh, bonded with my more precocious, outgoing daughter. Uh-huh. And the very outgoing, rambunctious dog bonded with my older daughter, Mackenzie, mm-hmm. who's more quiet.
Yeah, they complemented one another.
Yes, but needless to say, there I was. Not that we didn't have other dogs, but anyways, and as fate may be, we were at a horse show a few months later, and a beautiful lady was carrying around a small puppy, very small, not much bigger than my hand, really. And Dwayne says that nowadays, instead of calling them mutts, they call them boutique dogs.
And so what was your boutique dog?
She was a Pomeranian Shih Tzu, and Dwayne has a nickname for her. He calls her a Pom something.
And our listeners can extrapolate from there about this exotic mix.
Mm-hmm, and the reason he has that nickname for her is because she's a little bit of a rascal.
Mm.
But anyways, at the horse show, I did end up getting Sheba is her name. And because she was so small, we were at the horse show, I didn't really have anything. I stuck her down in my shirt. And for the rest of the weekend, her little head just popped out of the top of my shirt, and I just carried her around everywhere I went.
You set a new style. Is that called living jewelry, Judith?
Yes, I do. I do like furry things, so perhaps that is, yes. But anyways, and then when we came home, because she was so small and the other dogs were larger and I had small children at home and there was a lot going on in our household, I carried her with me for probably about 6 months of her life so that she wouldn't get stepped on mm-hmm. or ran over or what have you. And also I made my daughters and my husband promise not to bond with her.
If she's walking around with you, Judith, in your shirt, then there's not much opportunity for that.
So I did, yes. Anyways, and then probably she was still pretty young. She was under a year old and we had a heavy door on our back. And she actually, coming in and out, I ran out to get something for Dwayne and she got caught in the door.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. And it was a metal door and she was very small. So off to the clinic we went and she was there for several days on oxygen and what have you.
We don't have a whole lot of time to go into huge details, but you've had so many dogs. Tell us a little bit about what happened to Levi.
Levi and Montana were in an outside kennel and we went to check on him one afternoon. And Tana was absolutely fine, not a scratch on him, but poor Levi almost was scalped. And we never really completely resolved it, but the only thing we can think is that maybe he was attacked by a raccoon.
Oh, wow.
And so we took him immediately to the emergency clinic, and he was in ICU for probably 2 weeks.
Wow.
And when we got there, the vets basically said his chances were very low. But being the animal lovers that our family is, especially my husband, he will spare no time or expense to make sure that Levi got the best of care. But really what I think pulled Levi through, because he's still with us today, against what the vets thought, is my daughter, Morgan, is very attached to him. And she went up there every day and sat either outside the glass when he was in ICU or actually held him. And I just think she really, we jokingly call her the horse whisperer and the dog whisperer, because she can, yeah, she just has such a heart for animals mm-hmm. and just loved and cared on him. And I truly believe it was a miracle. The vets even said.
Yeah, that's a neat story. That's a neat story. Judith Rivers with the Rivers team at Phyllis Browning. Before we talk more about your dogs and how you've seen God in your dogs, I'd love for people to understand what makes the Rivers team with Phyllis Browning so special.
Oh.
You really develop great relationships and understand your clients and even the clients that are coming to see the properties that you are listing. Yeah. So tell us about your process.
It is my husband and I that work together for Phyllis Browning, which I love working with Dwayne.
Yes, and you guys are a great team. You really work well with helping your sellers stage properly.
Okay.
Dwayne is great as far as figuring out the business side, helping everybody set a proper price. And you're really great at the negotiation portion and also helping your buyers and sellers come up with a good deal that people feel happy about.
You are too kind, Meg. Thank you so much. But I say this jokingly sometimes to people, but it is a serious and comment that I really feel like people are getting two for one. I think that Dwayne has a lot of strengths that he brings to the table and years of experience. He's had his real estate license since 1978 and has been on the building side and the land side, so water rights and equestrian properties he's exquisite at. And I bring other assets to the table, staging and photography and working with the people and gaining a relationship with them. We really don't feel like we are real estate agents. We really look at it as that it's part of our ministry and that we just love getting to know people, and that at the end of a transaction, we always say that we want people to feel so comfortable and so confident and what we've been able to accomplish for them and with them, that we become friends.
Exactly. If listeners want to hear and learn more about the Rivers team, they can find you on the web at theriversteam.com or by calling Phyllis Browning. God and Our Dogs has great sponsors. Please thank them when you see them. Branscom Law, the Rivers team with Phyllis Browning, Kendall County Abstract, and Tusculum Brewing. Because of them, we have a wonderful website, godandourdogs.com, including my blog and the sign up for a weekly Thought to Ponder with stories based on my dogs on the Want a Treat page. You can also listen to those Thoughts to Ponder Thursday mornings at 7:45 and 8:45 on Bernie Radio 103.9 FM or the Bernie Radio app. Check out the show webpage for our newsletter, updates, and resources. That's godandourdogs.com for lots of treats.
Discover a new perspective. God and Our Dogs.
This is Teresa Mullen, and you're listening to God and Our Dogs with Meg Greer.
We're back on God and Our Dogs, and this is Meg Greer, your host, and we're here with Judith Rivers of the Rivers team with Phyllis Browning. Before the break, Judith told us about her menagerie of dogs all through her life, and right now I think the count is 10 dogs. And Judith, when we planned the show, and there's a reason I'm saying 10 dogs, because when we were planning the show, I think you thought you had to pick just one dog to talk about. And it really made me think about the observation that you had as far as they're all your favorites.
I remember when we talked yesterday that I told you it's almost like when a mother has children and she has her first baby and she's so enamored and so excited, and then she has pregnant with a second child, how could her heart even grow big enough to love the next child? And sometimes parents have 5, 6 children, but you always, that's what God does for us, is he just, I think, grows our heart, and each of them are individual and wonderful and fabulous and unique, just like God makes us all unique and special. And that's, our dogs to us are part of our family and are my children. And so I can't pick one.
Yeah. And I kind of wonder if God feels the same way about us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes you see somebody and think, oh gosh, I wish I could pray like that person. Or I wish I could read scripture like that person. Or I wish I could teach like this person. But God, and you touched on it, he makes us all individuals, doesn't he?
Yeah. And gives us different individual gifts that we should rest in and enjoy and give all the glory to him.
Yeah, that's so true. Judith, also, when we talked about all your wonderful dogs, the time aspect that you spend with your dogs really stood out to me.
Like when we get home after a long day, we love sitting and being with them. And when I think that God wants us to spend time with him.
Uh-huh.
And so it's all about a relationship and a personal relationship. And I think that's what they're looking to us to help them with or to supply for them. The other part of it, I think, that we chatted about on the phone is that a lot of times when we go on vacation or we're out of town for an extended period of time, Most people want to get home and get back to their bed and their pillow and their routine. We really earnestly miss our dogs and want to get back to be with our animals and have sometimes catered our vacations around someplace that we can go that we might not be able to take 10 of them, but that we can at least take a few of them with us.
Yeah, that's true. And God doesn't leave us when we go on vacation, does he? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So it's fun to think about what God's presence really does mean in our life. It's not just 8 hours a day when you're awake or 4 hours a day when you're off of work before you go to bed. Mm-hmm. It's all the time, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I would love to talk a little bit about Duke, your escape artist.
Oh.
Because that's so cool to think about as defiant as he was.
Yes.
You still had grace in your heart for him.
Yes. Yeah. And I think the dogs, Duke especially, but all of the dogs, I think, have taught us something. Sheba's a little sassy. Duke was a little defiant. Coconut's getting up there in age, and we have to honor her and her legacy and caretake for her. Just as we get older, want to caretake for our parents, or we want our children to caretake for us. Duke's defiance, I think maybe because I had him when I was single and it was a different time in my life. And his defiance, I think, taught me maybe even to be a better mother because teenagers aren't always real obedient.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And they can be defiant. You know, you never stop loving them.
Right.
You never give up on them. And maybe that's what Duke taught me.
Yeah. You know? Sometimes I wonder, too. Do we jump over the fence and look back when God's trying to call us back? And a parable about the prodigal son really comes to mind.
Oh, you know? Wow.
Yes. As far as being able to return, you didn't shut the door and tell him not to come back, right?
No, very good. That's a great analogy. You're absolutely correct that how many times do we do that to God? Where do we stop and wait and listen to what he has for us? What his plans are for us, or do we just get busy with what we think the dog bone is over the fence?
The grass is always greener, isn't it? Judith, thank you so much for joining us, and we've had so much fun visiting with you about your menagerie of dogs, and I'd love to hear a little bit about not only you have a special place in your heart for your dogs, but you've got a special place in your heart for serving others. One of the places you love to serve is Hill Country Daily Bread Ministries. Why is that important to you?
Oh, we've been involved with Hill Country Daily Bread Ministries for many years. Dwayne's on the board, and I had helped with the Vision Dinner for many years and am still involved with the Vision Dinner. But I just think it is such an amazing tapestry that God's hand alone has woven together. There are many key people in that ministry. Agnes Hubbard and so many other of her associates that help her lift that ministry up. But really who has done that is God. Mm-hmm. He really has parted mountains for finances for them to have that beautiful warehouse. And there is such a need here in the Hill Country that I don't think people always realize, but I think they service, and you can correct me, you might know better than me, Meg, but like 8,000 families.
That's
throughout the Hill Country. And they do it through the churches also. So it's not, they don't want to be like it's Hill Country Daily Bread. They partner with the churches, and then the churches partner with the community members that need something. And they also, a lot of people don't know, but they partner with a lot of other philanthropies here in the Hill Country and help them as well, like Hill Country Family Services and the Pregnancy Center and so forth. Like if they're low on diapers or whatever they're needing. I just think it is it's an orchestra of different people that have all, and I guess tapestry is the best word that I can think of, because there's so many things going on and so many good things that couldn't happen by man's hand alone. It could only be the Lord.
Yes, you're so right. And if people want to learn more about Hill Country Daily Bread, they can go online to their website.
Absolutely.
Judith Rivers, thank you so much for being with us. We've so enjoyed sharing and hearing your stories today. Before we leave today, I want to leave with a little thought to ponder. And yes, that's PAWNDER. How is your dog relying on you today? Maybe God wants you to rely on him the same way. Let me know what you think after pondering. Email stories at godandourdogs.com. This is Meg Greer, and you've been listening to God and Our Dogs. I appreciate all of you, and thank you for joining us. You can listen to the show again on our website or subscribe on your favorite podcast site. Subscribe to our YouTube channel and social media pages. Sign up for insider news on godandourdogs.com. Subscribing and following help the show spread the word about discovering a new perspective to rely on God the way our dogs rely on us.
Discover a new perspective. God and Our Dogs. GodandOurDogs.com.
Hi, this is Judith and Dwayne Rivers with the Phyllis Browning Company and the Rivers Team, your concierge real estate team and expert guide. The Rivers Team knows the market, helping you negotiate hard, avoid delays and costly mistakes. We move mountains professionally and quickly with negotiating expertise. Contact Judith and Dwayne today at therivers.com. We are committed to the best marketing plan possible for your property. Therivers.com.
Head over to the Patrick Heath Public Library with Miss Constance for Children's Story Time. As the Patrick Heath Library is open today from 10 to 4, this is Bernie Radio.